Educating the Community About Parkinson's Disease, April 27. Mega Doctor News. In the United States, about 1 million people are living with Parkinson's disease, per the Parkinson's Foundation, making it the second most common neurodegenerative disorder after Alzheimer's. With 90,000 new cases diagnosed annually in the U.S., per the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the prevalence of Parkinson's disease is predicted to double to 2 million by 2040. A progressive neurological disorder, Parkinson's disease primarily affects movement, causing symptoms like tremors, slowness of movement, and muscle stiffness. Parkinson's disease is characterized by a loss of nerve cells in the brain that produce dopamine, a neurotransmitter crucial for coordinating movement, says Rosalinda Flores, MD, an STHS clinic's neurology inpatient hospitalist with South Texas Health System. While often associated with motor symptoms, the disorder can also result in non-movement-related issues like depression, sleep problems, and cognitive changes, including memory problems, difficulty with decision-making, and changes in personality. Parkinson's disease is not inherently fatal, meaning it doesn't directly cause death. But the disease can lead to complications and related health issues that, in some cases, can be life-threatening. Early diagnosis and treatment of Parkinson's disease is essential. In addition to helping an individual manage their symptoms, beginning medication in a timely manner can help potentially slow disease progression and improve quality of life. Delaying treatment, on the other hand, may lead to worsening symptoms and complications. Additionally, physical, speech, and occupational therapy can play a vital role in managing and improving Parkinson's disease symptoms, function, and quality of life while reducing disability from day one. Rehabilitation professionals provide care with the goal of keeping Parkinson's disease sufferers communicating well, engaging in activities they love, and moving well, says Abby Garzalil, OTR, OTD, a doctor of occupational therapy with the STHS McAllen Outpatient Rehabilitation Center. Rehabilitative care is critical to improving health outcomes, with growing evidence showing the benefit for movement and non-movement symptom management, activities of daily living, and quality of life. To help Rio Grande Valley residents better understand Parkinson's disease and its impact on long-term health this Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month, South Texas Health System and STHS Clinics will devote the latest episode of their monthly South Texas Healthy Living television program to the neurodegenerative disorder, which primarily affects older adults. Broadcast live on Sunday, April 27, 2025, at 9 a.m. on KVEO-TV NBC 23. The program will feature a sit-down interview with Garzalil on the early warning signs and symptoms of Parkinson's disease, the complications associated with the disorder, and the treatment options available for those diagnosed. Additionally, STHS System Director of Marketing and Public Relations and South Texas Healthy Living host Tom Castaneda sits down with Edward Cantu, a 52-year-old U.S. Marine Corps veteran who was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in January 2024. To find out how the disorder has impacted his quality of life and get his advice for those who suspect they may have Parkinson's. The program will also feature a special cooking segment led by Patrick Woodin, South Texas Health System McAllen's Director of Dietary and Nutrition Services, a demonstration of essential strength training and balance exercises with a member of the STHS Edinburgh Outpatient Rehabilitation Center, and important strategies to help reduce the risk of Parkinson's disease. Education about the impact of Parkinson's on the mind, body, and spirit is crucial because it empowers individuals to understand their condition, manage symptoms, and improve their overall quality of life, says Castaneda. But that's not all. It can also help caregivers by providing them with the knowledge and skills to better support individuals with the disorder, including the nature of Parkinson's, its progression in the motor and non-motor symptoms associated with it. Additionally, there are simple exercises you can do from the comfort of your home to improve motor skills, reduce rigidity, enhance balance, and even positively impact cognitive functions. This episode is all about helping you get healthy and stay healthy. To learn more about Parkinson's disease, don't miss the latest episode of South Texas Healthy Living on Sunday, April 27 at 9 a.m. on KVEO-TV NBC 23. To watch previous episodes of South Texas Healthy Living and the system's South Texas Health Updates, 1-minute videos offering education on various health issues, visit South Texas Health System's Medical Minute page in valleycentral.com.